For more insight on voter ID laws, we turn to senior political analyst Britt Hume in Washington tonight. Good evening, Britt.
Hi, Brett. You know, Brett, if there's one issue you'd think Americans could agree on, it is the right to vote and to have every legal vote count. Yet this has become one of the most contentious issues of our time. Republicans believe that voter ID laws are a reasonable safeguard against voter fraud, which they suspect would otherwise be rampant on the part of Democrats. Democrats believe with equal fervor that such laws are a cynical attempt by Republicans to suppress turnout among the nation's less privileged and therefore mostly Democratic voters. Democrats also say photo ID requirements are a solution in search of a problem, that there is no evidence of fraud on a scale big enough to change election outcomes. Republicans, though, say any fraudulent vote nullifies someone else's legitimate vote, thereby disenfranchising that person. How many people have to have their votes canceled, they ask, before something is done to prevent it? But Democrats say obtaining voter ID cards can be an insurmountable barrier to many of the eligible poor, thus disenfranchising them. Republicans scoff, saying it's easy to get an ID, and if you need one to buy beer, get on a plane, or cash a check, it's not too much to require one to keep elections clean. You might think the two sides could find a compromise on this, but that would require each side to recognize the sincerity and good faith of the other, which they don't, thereby perfectly illustrating the depth of the divide and the distrust between the two parties today. Brett?
Hey, Brett, where are the courts on this? We heard the Supreme Court on the Texas case, but what about other courts?
Well, the court in that instance let the Texas law stand for this cycle, but this court has also refused to interfere in several cases where courts had struck down these kinds of laws in other states. Now, there is a leading Supreme Court case on the subject that dates to 2008, involving an Indiana voter ID law not dissimilar to those we're seeing that have been passed around the country. The court upheld the constitutionality of that law 6-3, ruling that any inconvenience or burden on voters was overcome by the value to the state or the country of clean elections. But the fight has gone on despite that case, and I suspect, Brett, it's going to continue for some time. The politicians can't seem to resolve it, so it's going to be up to the courts.